This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
A middle schooler may have prevented a school shooting in North Suburban Mundelein. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
It started with an altercation on a school bus involving students from Fremont Middle School. The sheriff's office says a student threatened a school shooting. And when the juvenile got home, they initiated a video call with one of the other students involved and showed a shotgun. Police were called. Two guns were seized from the home. The juvenile was petitioned to juvenile court on charges of unlawful possession of a firearm and aggravated assault. The sheriff's office says charges are pending against the guardians. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Johnson administration has decided to reverse a decision to cut the number of therapists working for the Chicago Police Department.
Mayor Johnson's proposed 2025 budget would have reduced the number of clinical therapists available to help police officers when advocates were calling for one clinician per district. Alderman Chris Taliaferro, who chairs the council's Police and Fire Committee, expressed dismay to Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, who was here for a long budget hearing.
Why are we reducing or taking those vacancies out of the budget? Because I believe it's very important to make sure that our officers' well-being stay a priority under your leadership.
Well, you're 100% right, Alderman.
In fact, he says that plan has been taken off the table this week.
We're back to where we need to be, because again, wellness is of the utmost importance to all of us here, and it's one of the things that helped us through everything that we've done this year.
Some 30 police employees have committed suicide in recent years. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
State leaders joined the governor in Chicago to announce new funding aimed at creating a greener state of Illinois.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was joined by Senior Senator Dick Durbin to announce clean energy grants provided by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency through the Inflation Reduction Act to Illinois. The governor at a press conference in Chicago says it's a tremendous step forward for the state.
What we're celebrating here today is $500 million in grants and programs that will create good, clean jobs, fueling stronger economic growth, sustainable transportation and infrastructure that makes our communities healthier and increases quality of life.
The funds will be dispersed through two grants, the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant and Clean Ports Program. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
9 WBBM.
A hospital safety watchdog group has released its latest report, and it indicates that Illinois hospitals are improving.
The safety grade program can be a great motivator to these hospitals, kind of a wake-up call.
That's Alex Campion of the LeapFrog group, which looks at hospital-triggered infections, falls, medication errors, and other safety issues. Last spring, LeapFrog ranked Illinois hospitals as a whole 30th in the country for safety, and now they're ranked 23rd. St. Bernard Hospital in the Inglewood neighborhood was one of 47 hospitals that received C's. The hospital's chief quality and patient safety officer, Michael Richardson, arrived in 2021 when St. Bernard had had an F grade.
When I first got here, we installed a hand hygiene monitoring system so we could detect staff who weren't monitoring and weren't cleansing their hands.
Richardson says St. Bernard is trying to boost its patient experience to get its LeapFrog grade higher. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A TikTok verified social media historian in Chicago loses his job at ComEd. This after the company, he says, lured him to a part-time management position.
Because everything dope about America comes from Chicago. Let me tell you this history.
Sherman Dilla Thomas's videos about the history of Chicago have been viewed millions of times, and he's amassed a huge following under the name Chicago Mahogany. He also worked full-time for ComEd. That is, until the Sun-Times reports the company offered him a part-time position as a social media influencer, promising him job protection. 18 months later, in September, Thomas was left jobless following a wave of ComEd layoffs. The urban historian still posts to social media, and you can find him running Chicago Mahogany Tours, a bus tour company which aims to highlight the city's people, architecture, and impact on the world. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Northwestern medicine researchers have found a potential way to fight cancer cells using the COVID-19 virus.
Director of Northwestern's Canning Thoracic Institute, Dr. Ankit Bharat, tells us he and other researchers found when our immune systems attack the COVID virus, a molecule inside triggers our white blood cells.
The COVID RNA can transform these circulating monocytes into an anti-cancer cell.
He says it worked in fighting melanoma, lung, breast, and colon cancer. To help us understand how it works, he compares the monocyte receptor to a lock.
So when the RNA of the COVID is floating around, it like a key, it can get inside that lock, open that door, and then the RNA can enter.
He calls the study in the Journal of Clinical Investigation exciting and says the next step is to run human clinical trials and eventually create a new form of cancer treatment drug. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Flags in Illinois will be flying at half staff through Monday night in honor of fallen Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez. On November 4th, he was shot and killed during a traffic stop on the city's south side. Prosecutors say Darian McMillan shot and killed him and another person. Martinez joined CPD in 2021 and served for nearly 3 years. Two sisters in the North Suburbs are celebrating a huge pregnancy milestone on the same day. Reports say that Catherine Cervantes and Brianna Andrade delivered their babies hours apart on October 10th. The sisters say the baby cousins act like twins with their similar baby habits. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, happy Friday to you, 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Happy Friday to you and to everybody listening. I hope you got a good weekend planned. And the Bears, I could tell you this, full strength at the offensive tackle positions today, as both Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones were cleared to play this Sunday against Green Bay.
Yeah, it's huge, right? Those guys have a lot of experience. They have a lot of, you know, the continuities there, working with each other, next to each other there, and so I think it's important that you have that.
Yeah, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus also letting us know that Tevin Jenkins will not play due to an ankle injury, and so Ryan Bates steps in at left guard. It'll be Matt Pryor at right guard. NBA, the Bulls at the nonstop Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Cavs are 13-0. The Blackhawks are at Vancouver tomorrow. Meantime, college basketball tonight. Northwestern is hosting Eastern Illinois. A couple other notes on the Chicago Bears that I wanted to mention. One of those being that Montez Sweat did practice in full today for the Bears. He is officially listed on the injury report as questionable with that ankle injury, although kind of reading the signs from head coach Matt Eberflus today, it does sound like Sweat will give it a go against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. All hands on deck for the Packers. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
A new UN initiative to help farmers from around the world is getting some local support here in Illinois.
The University of Chicago is throwing its support behind an initiative that was announced at COP29, a UN climate change conference. It's a billion-dollar initiative designed to help farmers in low- and middle-income countries adapt to climate change. The U of C says part of the program involves using AI to create weather forecasts to send out to hundreds of millions of farmers. They hope it will help farmers adapt to the changes in climate. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A West Coast eight-armed mollusk has a new home at Brookfield Zoo.
The juvenile two-spot octopus can be found in the Living Coast exhibit at the zoo. It might be hard to spot, though, because it can change its skin color and texture to camouflage itself. The species is also known for having two bright blue spots on either side of its body that look like eyes. It's native to the Pacific Coast and generally lives up to a year and a half in the wild, but can survive up to 2 years in captivity. Brookfield Zoo also received four California two-spot octopus hatchlings, but because they are so small, they will not be in the habitat until a later date. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And social media platform Blue Sky has gained a million new users since the U.S. election. The social media site says its total users have jumped to 15 million. The platform, championed by former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, initially was an invitation-only space, but it opened to the public early this year. New users say they are looking for a new place to share their thoughts and engage with others online. Speculation continues to swirl in Washington about President-elect Trump's controversial picks for his cabinet. The top House Democrat, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, is weighing in on the selections, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be House Secretary.
Will he give us the best opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the American people? Or are there other people who are better qualified to do the jobs that need to be done?
One of RFK's most controversial stances is his criticism of vaccines and his debunked belief that they cause autism. Meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson says today he will strongly request that the House Ethics Committee withhold a potentially damaging report on its investigation into whether former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and bribery. Gaetz resigned from Congress Wednesday after President-elect Trump announced he'd intended to nominate him as general attorney general. The timing came just days before a House panel was set to vote on releasing that report on the allegations against him. The House Ethics Committee planned to vote today, but canceled late yesterday.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.